This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
What is a disciple today? These are the things you're going to get in this message today. So this is a really important message. And how many know Jesus ministered to the people many times back in those days through parables? Somebody say parables. Parables are earthly stories that we can understand with a heavenly meaning. Okay? So today we're going to look at a parable, and I believe you're going to really be blessed. So here we go. John 15, we're going to read verses 1 to 8. Okay? This is our main text today. And I pray that you receive something important in your life today. So here we go. Verse 1 of John 15 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Jesus tells us today, right in the beginning of this section of Scripture, that He is what? Again, parable, in the natural. You know what a vine is, okay? In the natural, he says here, my Father, our Father, is what? The husbandman, okay? So he wants us to understand in the natural who Jesus is, but he's talking to us spiritually here today. How many know that? Again, we can understand because we look at things in the natural. What we see, we can apply it in our spiritual life. So it's interesting to me here, right in the very beginning, Jesus says, he didn't just say, I am the vine. Did you notice today? He says, I'm the what? The true vine. Can I get an amen? That should make you hear today and understand that, you know what? He's the true vine because obviously we have some false vines today. Can I get an amen? There are some people who we can look at as vines today who are what? They're false. Let me say it this way to you. We have some false Christ today in our world. How many know that? We've had them in the past. We're going to continue to have them till He comes back. How many know that? So today it's real important that we know and that we follow who? The true vine. And the true vine is who? Jesus. Amen? Jesus. You're not following a man. You don't, per se, follow Pastor Rich. I'm here to help you. Yes, God has put me here as an under-shepherd. Under Jesus, right? To disciple you and to equip you, to perfect you. But per se, you're not really following me because I'm following Him. So if you do follow me, it's because we're following Him. Can I get an amen? We're not really to follow man, right? We're to follow the Lord. So that's important today. We understand this, that He is the true vine, okay? Yesterday, we were where? At the Truth Conference. Amen. Understand that today. Praise God. So then he says here that God the Father, he says, my Father, is God our Father too? I sure hope so. Amen. If Jesus is our Lord and Savior, then God is our Father today, right? It's important. He says, my Father is what? The husbandman. You don't hear that term really too much today. Husbandman. Another term for that is our Father is what? The vine dresser. The vine dresser, okay? So break that down. He dresses the vine, right? He takes care of the vine. Who? The Father, right? He dresses it. He takes care of the vine, right? And he's talking here, if he's the dresser or the vine dresser of the vine, well, the Father takes care of the Son. How many know that? And the Son takes care of us. What a blessing, right? Isn't that neat? I looked up these words in the dictionary just to see what it said, okay? Husbandman is a farmer, okay? A husbandman is a farmer. And a vine dresser is one who tends or cultivates the vines, all right? What does he do? He cultivates and he tends to the vines, especially what kind of vines? Grape vines. Okay, I want you to picture this. That's why I'm telling you this. What kind of vines? grapevines. A vine is a plant, okay? A vine is a plant with a long stem like a grape plant, okay? Some of you maybe have grapevines in your house, in your backyard. Can I get an amen? You've grown what? Grapes. So you can make wine. I know Italians like wine. Can I get an amen? As long as you only drink one glass with your meal, not many glasses, that you get drunk. Can I get an amen? That's not what it's for, right? So I'm telling you this so you can understand the parable a little bit about vines, right? About who our Father is. He's the husbandman or the vine dresser, okay? This is important as we understand this parable. Let's keep going. Verse 2, it says, every branch, somebody say every branch. Amen? Every branch in me, in who? In Jesus, right? That beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Uh-oh, let's read the whole thing. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Here we go. Now we're going to talk about what? Fruit. Okay? Fruit. Fruit is important here. As we understand in the natural, right? About the vines, okay? About grapevines, how you expect them to produce, right? Well, here he says, now he's talking about us because we're what? We are branches. Can I get an amen? In the parable. So you picture branches in the natural, right? But we're branches in the spiritual here, he says. Every branch in me, so these are branches who are in Jesus, but are what? Not producing fruit. He takes them away. Did you know that? He takes them away. That's really important that we understand this, right? Someone who is supposedly in Jesus but is not bearing fruit, he takes them away or they're gone. And when I was thinking about this, I said, well, maybe, Lord, that's why so many people come and go in church all the time. Can I get an amen? We see people come and we see people go, right? Maybe they're these kind of branches that we're talking about. They're saying they're Christians, they're people who are in Christ, but you know what? Maybe they're not bearing fruit and they're church hopping. How many know that? How many know it's not good to church hop? Can I get an amen? God doesn't want us to church hop, go from one church to another. We had one brother who came here not too long ago, and I don't need to mention names, it doesn't matter, but his visitor's card that he filled out, he gave it to me, and he says, I visit a different church every Sunday. Can you believe that? I said, this brother needs some help. Do you know if you do that today, you will be the most confused Christian around? Because not every church preaches the same gospel. Did you know that? Some churches preach false doctrine, right? You got to be careful where you go to church. Amen? You can't just go to any church anytime. You're going to be a mess, okay? But I like this, what he's saying here. He says, those branches that are in him, he's going to get rid of those branches. Wow. This should be a little wake-up call. And then he says, you know what? Every branch that bears fruit, any branches here that are bearing fruit, can I see your hands? Nobody wants to raise their hand. I got a few. Amen. Thank you. He says, those branches that are bearing fruit, what's going to happen? He's going to purge that branch. That'll do what? Bring more fruit. Can I get an amen? So we got to understand this today, how important it is that what? We are ones who are bearing fruit. Okay? But understand that as we are bearing fruit, Jesus is going to continue to purge us. What's another word for that? He's going to continue to cleanse us repeatedly. How many know we need to be cleansed from time to time? How many know no one in this room is perfect today? Even your pastor never claimed to be. Amen. God's still working on me. How about you? Amen. But I'm getting there. Praise God. How about you? We should be getting there, right? We should be stronger today than we were yesterday. Amen. We should be more mature today in the Lord than we were a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. Can I get an amen? So understand here today, because some of us, we go through things and we wonder, we say, Lord, why am I going through this, or why is this happening? Well, understand today, God's still purging us. Can I get an amen? God is still cleansing us. God is still purifying us. Why? Because he wants to do that for no reason? No, because he wants you to what? Bear more fruit. Can I get an amen? Right? God wants us to bear more fruit. It's important today that we continue to bear fruit. Praise God. How many know today, if we're bearing fruit, this church will get full? Hello. I got no amens on that one. Praise God. I need some help here. If we all are bearing fruit, not just Pastor Rich, all of us, amen, this place eventually will get full. That's the goal, amen. We want to see people here excited about the Lord, coming, what? Coming early to pray, coming because they want to serve God, they want to be used in ministry, right? Because they want to learn. Do you want to learn today? How many know important that is, that you have an attitude to want to learn? Amen? It's like school almost sometimes, right? Downstairs we were talking about school a little bit, Wednesday and that. Some of us didn't like to go to school. How many know that? But this is like a school, right? You're in God's school. And I think I said this Wednesday, God gave us a prophetic word some time ago and said, you know what? Your church is going to be a training center. Can I get an amen? A training center, right? Meaning we're going to get trained. We're going to get discipled to do what God wants us to do. Amen. How many want to be trained today? I hope so. You want to be discipled today? So you got to have a want to. Otherwise, it won't happen, right? Got to have a want to. So understand how important it is here today that we are like branches, okay? We are like branches today, and we got to make sure that we're bearing fruit, spiritual fruit that needs to be growing and increasing. Never get satisfied where you are in the Lord. Can I get an amen? Right? Say, oh, I'm doing okay, you know, I'll keep doing this. No. Be blessed that maybe what you're doing is good, but say, Lord, I want to bear more fruit. Amen. I want to be more used in the kingdom. Lord, what do you want me to do? Can I get an amen? Right? Don't let your age stop you. I'm getting older too. Can I get an amen? I'm bivocational. You know this. I've been here 13 years. I'm working my full-time job as well as being your pastor. Can I get an amen? So, you know, you come to me and want to give me an excuse, I'm not going to hear it. How many know that? Because I'm working hard. I'm working, hopefully, not only hard, but smart, right? How many know we got to work smart, too, right? But God wants us to be fruit bearers, right? So we can't just maintain. I don't want to just maintain. How many hear me today? I don't want to just maintain, right? I don't want to become stagnant. How many know you could become stagnant? You get to a place that you're comfortable and you don't want to really go to the next level, and that's not good. We never want to become stagnant or we satisfied where we are, because God has more for us. Amen. And that's the person. That person who's like that, that fruit is going to continue to grow in your life, and God is going to use you. Praise God. This is good stuff. Amen. Praise God. In Hebrews, I'm just going to read this verse real quick. In Hebrews, because we're talking about fruit, right? Good fruit, spiritual fruit. But in Hebrews 6:8, it says, "But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned." You know, we got to make sure, because not everybody is bearing good fruit today. Did you know that? Some are bearing fruit like this, thorns and briars, right? They're sticking and hurting people. Bad fruit, right? We don't want to have fruit like that, because in the end, that fruit is going to be burned up, okay? That's not effective fruit. You know, God wants to use us to do good, but how many know the devil's working overtime out there, and he's using people to do bad things, right? Bad fruit all the time. That's why you see all the things we see in our city, right? The violence, the crime, right? The killing, the robbery, you name it. We have it. It's hopefully getting better, but it's still a major problem today. How many know that? Not only in Chicago, it's all over. We just seem to be in the light of the media always, right? Anyways, fruit. It's important here we understand it. Let's keep going. Amen. There's more for us to look at here. In John 15, verse 3, it says, now, somebody say now. I like this. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. How many clean today? Amen. Jesus was telling his disciples, he's telling us here today, you know what? The words that I speak to you, you know what? Is if you have received them, you're now clean. Oh, praise God. How many know it's good to be clean today? This morning, got up. We stayed overnight here because we were at the Truth Conference. And not to go all the way back home and come back in the morning. We got a motel and we stayed here. And you know what? This morning I got to take a shower. Boy, I felt so good when I took that shower. How many know that? When you take a shower, you get clean, right? Maybe some of you like to take a bath, right? Same thing. Whatever you like, you get clean, right? Well, how about spiritual clean today? Amen? Jesus tells them, you know what? The words that I've spoken to you, they've now made you clean. That's powerful today. Praise God. How many know today that what? The Word of God cleanses us. Praise God. The Word of God will do what? It'll prune us. Sometimes we don't want that. Sometimes it doesn't feel good when God what? Cleanses us or prunes us, right? But that's part of, again, our process of discipleship. And the Word of God, see, if we stay in the Word of God will keep us clean every day. Can I get an amen? That's why it's so important you read the Word of God. Not just when you come here on Wednesdays or Sundays, Fridays, whenever we meet, but every day what you need to read the Word of God, because this will keep you clean. Oh, I should have got more amens on that one. Praise God. It's important that we are faithful and spending time with God every day. See, that's why, let me say this to you, the devil works so hard to keep you from not coming to church. Can I get an amen? The devil will, if you let the devil, he'll keep you so busy, you'll come up with the excuses that you can't make it to church. How many hearing me today? But see, it has to be what? A priority. Right? I'm busy. I could make excuses. Brother Frank, I'm sorry. I can't make it Sunday. You're going to have to preach. Right? That wouldn't work too good, would it? If you see Pastor Rich missing every other week or coming, you know, whenever he wants to because he wants to go golfing, or that wouldn't make sense, right? Or because I got to work. You know, my job that I do during the week can be very demanding, right? But I make sure priority, God is first. Can I get an amen? It says, seek first the kingdom of God, right? And then he said, I will supply all your needs then. See, we have to get the order right. So don't let the devil get you so busy that you have to call me and say, Pastor, I can't make it. Okay? Say, no, devil, I'm slowing down. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to come to church because I need to hear the word of God. I need to praise. I need to worship. Amen. It's important we don't get so busy that we can't not only not come to church, but here's the other one. Read the word. How many of you have said, oh, Lord, I want to read the word, but I'm so busy and I'm tired? How many have ever said that? Just be honest. All of us have. That's why I tell you, I recommend to you, read your Bible in the morning. When you get up, can I get an amen? You're fresh. Your mind is fresh. You slept all night, hopefully. You're fresh. You're ready to receive from God. So do it in the morning, even if it's 15 minutes, whatever it is. Do it early and watch how God will bless your day. Spend time with Him in the morning if you can, and watch what God does inside of you. Okay? It's going to what? It's going to keep us clean, but we got to allow Him to do that. You know, the Bible is like a mirror. Did you know that? When you read it, you see yourself. Amen, right? The good you're doing and maybe the good you're not doing, or how you're, you know, your vocabulary, what you're saying, what you're doing with others, if you're respecting people, how is your performance at work, you know, how you doing with your family, on and on and on. When you read the Bible, what? It's a mirror. Keeps you straight. That's why the devil, again, tries to get you so busy, you say, I can't read. I can't pray today. You know that's not true. Put the devil under your feet and say, get out of here, devil. Can I get an amen? I don't have time for you. See ya. Amen. We got to be strong like that. All right, let's keep going here. Oh, it gets even better. Praise God. I don't want to get hung up on one particular thing. But look at verse 4. This is where it really starts to get deep now. It says, abide in me. Somebody say abide. Ooh, abide in me and I in you as the branch. Now pay attention, the branch. We're the branches. Cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. Wow. See, we have to do what? We have to abide in who? Jesus today. Amen? Not abide in the world, in the things of the world, right? Not abide in our jobs. Our jobs are important. Some of us have businesses. We got to spend time doing those things. But it's not number one. It's not priority. Who's hearing me today? It's further down on the list of priorities, right? So what he's saying here is, you know what? You must abide in him. Let me say it a little bit different. This means to dwell and live in Jesus today. Can I get an amen? That gets a little bit more stronger, amen? That we need to abide in him. We need to live in him. We need to dwell in Jesus. It's important today, right? Why? Well, he tells us here. He says, if you don't abide in me, you won't bear fruit. Who's hearing me today? See, you have to abide in Jesus because he's the one that strengthens you and teaches you and directs you so that what? You can bear fruit. Why are so many people not bearing good fruit out there? Because they're not abiding in Jesus. It's real simple today. How many hearing me today? Amen? It's simple, right? People want to do their own things. They want to live their own lives, right? They want to do what they want to do. But how many know when we let the flesh rule us, we get in big time trouble. Can I get an amen? I heard some things yesterday. I don't even know if I want to repeat to you. We had at lunchtime, the pastors were invited to have lunch with Josh McDowell. And he began to share some things with us. I'm going to share just a couple things real quick. He talked not only about our society and what is so critical today. What are even our young people? Let me tell you this, what he told us. He said, what is the number one need for young people today? And I got the answer. I didn't say it, but some of the other pastors said different things. But in my mind, I said, I think this is it. And then he said it. You know what the number one need, what young people are saying they are? They're lonely. Did you hear me today, church? Loneliness amongst our young people. Loneliness. Wow. That should get our attention today, right? You say, how can they be lonely? They got all this social media and they got all this stuff. Well, that's part of the problem. Who's hearing me today? Social media can be good, but it also stops you from having interaction more with people, right? Don't get me wrong. Our phones are good and texting is fine, but it's not like talking to somebody face to face. Who's hearing me? We've lost relationships, right? People hide behind their cell phone. Who's hearing me today? It's not good, okay? Our cell phone have become a god in many people today. People cannot live without their cell phone. Who's hearing me today? You know what I do? When I get home, I leave it on for a while because sometimes I have clients who call me. But then at a certain time, you know what I do? I shut it off. Hallelujah. Did you hear me, church? But I know people, they never shut it off. Okay? My boss told me this some years ago. He's been with us 5 years now, whatever. He said, Rich, I never shut my phone off. I said, I do. I'm not going to let that phone control me. I control the phone. Who's hearing me today? But we've allowed something that can be used for good to become evil. Cell phones control a lot of people, all right? It's not a good thing today. So he mentioned some of these things today. or yesterday, but here, let me give you this quickly. He talked not only about people and young people, then he talked about pastors, okay? And he talked about one of the greatest problems we have today, the biggest problem we have today, maybe you'll know what it is pornography, okay? Pornography. We have a problem with pornography like never before. And it's in the church also. I mean, he made some statements that some of you, your hair would have rolled, okay? I'm gonna tell you something that I hate to say, and I don't want to say it because it hurts me, but he said among pastors, you got to hear me for a moment, pastors. Now, this is probably all pastors in general, whatever, different denominations, whatever. 58% of pastors are addicted to pornography. Did you hear what I said? That's more than one out of two are addicted to pornography. And then listen to this one. 68% watch it regularly every week. Okay? 68% of who? Even pastors. That spirit, that lust spirit, that's the flesh again. You know, I get attacked with that too. All the men here, we all, and you ladies, because ladies are involved in it too, okay? It's a strong, evil spirit today, okay? And it's messing up our society. It's messing up the family. How many hear me today? We got to pray for pastors, for leaders. Why? Because they get attacked. I get attacked, okay? I get attacked all the time, right? But that's sad news for me to even say that to you today. These are some of the things that we talked about when we had this meeting together. And I'll give you one more thing, and then I'll go back to the scriptures. He said he wanted to have a conference with pastors, okay, to talk about pornography and the problems that we're having with it and what to do, right? And he mentioned it to certain people, and they said, you know what? If you invite them, they're not going to come. So look at what he does. This is Josh Madow. He invites 74,000 pastors. Now, did you hear what I said? 74,000 pastors to come to this conference, okay? And many of those people said, they're not going to come. He said, why? Why wouldn't they come? Sure they're going to come, right? It's a problem. We got to deal with it. You know how many pastors came from all those thousands? 18 people came. 18 out of 74,000 invitations to pastors all around the country. I didn't get that invitation, okay? Some probably just couldn't go. You know, pastors are busy. But, I mean, 18? Something's wrong. Some are what? They're ashamed, okay? That's the devil. You know, if you're doing this kind of stuff, you're gonna be embarrassed. You're going to be ashamed. You're going to be fearful. You're going to lose your job as a pastor if you're involved in this stuff. How many hearing me? The devil, man, he's just going to run you over if you let him. How many know that? So we have things to pray about, right? You wonder why some churches aren't doing well because, you know, even the leadership needs help today, all right? Now, I don't tell you this so you can put down pastors or say, you know, they're terrible, they're not doing it good. I'm telling you this because we need to pray for leaders. Pray for me, all right? Pray for all the pastors, right? That God would help them, right? They would become stronger. If they need help to overcome this spirit, they would get help. See, we can't be so proud that even we say, well, we can't go for counseling or help. We all need help from time to time. Can I get an amen? I have pastors that if I have a problem, I can go to them. Everybody should have somebody over them for help, okay? I have my pastor that I served for 24 years. He's still living. I can go to him anytime and talk to him. I have Pastor Dave Timberg from Christian Life Center. If I got a problem, I can call him or go see him, right? We all need somebody we should be able to go to if we need help. Can I get an amen? Just like you come to me, right? If you have a need or you need prayer, nobody should be ashamed or feel, you know, that you can't share with me. That's why we're here, to help each other, right? To support each other, not to put each other down, but to understand the problems in our society today. They're in, you know, what's happened in the world has gotten in the church. Okay? On the whole. And we got to deal with this stuff. Okay? It's not going to get easier as we go forward. So, everything I'm telling you about today, this is so important, right? This is key here. He says, unless we do what? We have to abide. Okay? We must abide in the vine. And Jesus is the vine, okay? We got to abide in the vine, because if we want to be fruitful, we have to abide in him. Otherwise, we're not going to bear fruit, okay? And that's real important. We understand this today. We all need to look at ourselves and say, am I bearing fruit like I should be? You know, am I allowing God to use me? Or could I do more, right? Could God use me more? You have to look at yourself and judge yourself where you are, because we must be what? Bearing fruit all the time. All right? It's really important that we understand this today. See, if we're abiding, we're connected. Somebody say connected. See, just like you're connected with the church, right? A lot of you are members here. If some of you are not, and this is your church, you need to become a member, okay? Because that really stamps it that you're connected here. And that you say, Pastor Rich, you're my pastor, when you're the member, right? But when you come and go whenever, then you may not really be serious, right? And being really connected, being united, because we have to be connected as a body, as individuals, right? We're united in the vine because we want to bear fruit. But unless we're connected with Jesus, the fruit's not going to be good, okay? We see a lot of evil fruit out there. I don't want to have nothing to do with that fruit. How about you? Amen? We want to bear good fruit. That's why we're here. Praise God. Let me keep going. Wrap this up here. Verse 5, he says, I am the vine. Now he comes out and says it, even though we know it's him, right? He says, and you are the branches. Makes it real clear, right? He's the vine. We're the branches. He that abideth in me, he says it again. You notice he's repeating himself here. He that abides in me and I in him, what? He says, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Somebody say much fruit. Not just fruit, but much fruit. Okay? He says, for without me you can do nothing. Can I get an amen? Right? Without him, we're very limited what we can do. Very limited. Yeah, God gives us strength. You know, that's why we have to take care of our bodies. We should exercise, eat right, do all those things, right? I have people that I talk to, they say, man, you really look good. You got to be doing something right. I said, well, I do exercise, and God has blessed my metabolism. How many know when God has blessed you? That I don't put on the weight, okay? Yeah, a couple pounds here and there, but you know you have to take care of your body, right? Because if you don't, you're going to suffer, right? So same way spiritually here, that we must, what? We must be abiding in him. When we're in him, he's in us, and then we're going to do not only some fruit, but it says much fruit. I want much fruit. How about you? It's important. That should be your prayer today. God, I want to bring forth much fruit. Praise God. See, but we got to abide, okay? We got to abide so we can have what? Abundant fruit. Praise God. If you have a tree with apples, you want that tree to blossom with apples, right, Frank? He brought some apples this week. Gave them away. If you weren't here, well, you missed it. Amen. Right? We have trees that we want to bear fruit. If you have those vines, the grapevines we're talking about, you want to see grapes. Amen? Otherwise, you say, well, I'm going to get rid of this plant. Right? If you have vegetable plants in the summer, you want those things to produce. How about it, Brother Luigi? He's always got a great garden. Amen? Tomatoes and, you know, you name it. But he takes care of it. Right? He's like a vine dresser to his garden. And that's what the Father is with us, and Jesus is our vine today. See how you can understand it in the natural. But it's so key today that we understand, you know, without him, we don't really do much. We can't do much. He anoints us. He strengthens us today. He helps us to be fruitful, okay? Today, we need to understand this. He is our source. Can I get an amen? God is our source. Okay? He's our sufficiency, right? We must be able to do what? Depend on him. not on one another. First, we got to depend on Him. Amen. Sometimes then, when we're in need, God will use someone to help you. Okay? But first, we got to look to Him, right? He's our source, right? He's the one who helps us. He directs us. He guides us. Let me show you a scripture here. In Romans 6:22, I'm not really giving you many scriptures out of the ones from the main text. But in Romans 6:22, it says this. It says, but now being made free from sin. See, we're supposed to be free from sin. Can I get an amen? Right? And you have become servants to God. You have your fruit unto holiness. And the end, everlasting life. See, our fruit that we're supposed to have now is supposed to be unto holiness, right? It's fruit that blesses God. Amen. That glorifies Him. Holy fruit. And you know what? This fruit that we have, that we should be producing now, because we're free from sin, we're supposed to be, amen, we still deal with it, we fight it, but we're supposed to be free from it. It eventually will end in what? Everlasting life. Praise God. How many can say amen to that? Everlasting life. How many want that today? Right? That's the end of our reward will be. When He comes back, eventually we're going to what? We're going to have everlasting life. But before that comes, we got to be producing what? Fruit unto holiness, right? Good fruit, much fruit, because God is blessed with that and is pleased. Amen. Let me keep going here. We got a couple more verses. Praise God. Verse 6, we're still in John 15. It says, and if a man, pay attention here, it gets even more serious now. If a man abide not in me. So just think today, how many people are not abiding in Christ? How many know that today, right? It says, if a man or a woman or a child, let's make it plain here today, abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Look at what he says. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Wow. So look what he's trying to tell us here. If we're not abiding or dwelling in Jesus, what is he going to do? He's going to cast us out. Wow, that's pretty strong today, amen? He says, you're going to be one that is cast out or thrown out. We talked about this Wednesday a little bit, right? About casting your cares. Where's Rose? Casting your cares, right, on the Lord. Like when you go fishing, you got the fishing rod, you cast the line, right? You throw it out there. Well, he says here, you know what? Those who don't dwell, who live, who abide in Christ, they're going to be cast out. All right? And they're going to do what? They're going to wither. If you begin to wither, you know what's going to happen eventually? You're going to die. Branches that are dead, that are withering, they're not connected. Look at it in the natural with me for a moment. When you have branches that are not connected to the vine anymore, what happens to them? They die. Because they're not getting their sufficiency, right, from the vine. Same thing with us, right? If we're not connected, right? He says here that broken branch is going to wither and it's going to die, and eventually men are going to gather these branches and they're going to throw them in a fire and they're going to burn them up. He's talking about hell here, if you didn't notice, without saying it, okay? What's in the natural is in the spiritual here. What we would do in the natural, burn those branches because they're no good, right? If we're branches in the spiritual realm, that's what he's trying to say to us here today. Those that are not connected, they're not in Jesus, okay? He says they're eventually going to wither and die, and they're going to be burned, okay? Why? Because they're dead. If something is dead, you can't do nothing with it. How many know that today? Amen? Right? Dead and useless, without life. We're supposed to be alive and well. Can I get an amen? And if we're in Jesus, we are. But see, if we're not today, like many people, they profess, they talk about Christ, but they're not really connected. How many know today, if you see someone and you look at their life, you're going to know by their fruit if they're connected or not. How many believe that today? Not to judge people, but the Bible says you will know them by their fruit. It's talking about a tree again, right? So the way people act, the way people talk, the way they handle themselves. You're going to know the way they talk. You know, I meet clients all the time. Some of them, I can tell right away if they're a Christian or not, the way they talk to me. Okay? It's the same. All right? Boy, today we want to be what? That branch that is connected to the vine, right? We don't want that to be that branch that is broken off, that is withering and is going to die. And eventually he's going to be cast into the fire. Let me wrap up with these last two verses. How many are getting blessed today with this? Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Here he says it again. I mean, if we don't get this today, something's wrong with us. I got to pray for you. It says, if you abide in me and my words, the words of Jesus, abide in you. Now here's the answer. What was my title? The master key of prayer. I talked about all this fruit to get to this, okay? What is the master key of prayer? I'm reading it to you now. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, look at what it says. You shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Somebody should have said amen, Pastor. Right? That's the master key for prayer, answered prayer today. What do you got to do to have your prayers answered? Abide in Jesus today. Can I get an amen? Abide in his words. Amen. His words got to be inside of you. They got to live in you. Praise God. When Jesus is in us, his words are in us, we're going to be able to ask God what we need, right? Sometimes even what we want. Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes, and he says, you know what? What you ask will be given unto you. Wow. A lot of people need to hear that today, what I just said. Amen. I don't know if it's up on the screen, but I broke it down in a real simple way. You got to ask. Amen. Well, first, let me go back. First, you abide, then you ask, then you receive. Can I get an amen? There it is. What do you got to do? You first got to abide. But how many know a lot of people, they're not abiding, but they want to ask. And they want to receive, too. And a lot of times, what happens? Nothing, because they're not doing what we're supposed to do, right? So we have to abide in the vine. We got to abide in Jesus. We got his words need to abide in us. Then, somebody say then we can ask what we will. And God said, I want to give it to you. I want to bless you. How many know God wants to bless us? Every day. But we have to follow the plan, right? We gotta follow the direction of the Lord. We can't just do whatever we want and expect God to bless us. It doesn't work that way today, church. Amen. So abiding in Jesus today is the key. Somebody say the key to answered prayer. And I'm wrapping up right here, the last verse. It says, herein is my Father glorified. Pay attention as we close this. Herein is how my Father glorified. How many want God to be glorified? He's going to tell you how that's going to happen. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. He said it again, church. How is he going to be glorified? That you bear much fruit. And look at the last part of this. So shall ye be my disciples. Oh, hallelujah. This is a mouthful to close this message here today. So when we produce much fruit in our lives, I'm talking spiritually here, the Father, our Father, is glorified and honored when we produce spiritual fruit, right? And then he says here, then you shall prove to yourselves that you are what? Disciples and followers of Jesus. See, disciples, true followers of Jesus, do what? Produce fruit. And not just fruit, much fruit. Somebody say, much fruit. That should be us today. Amen. How many want to glorify the Father? How many want to honor him? Produce fruit. That's how you do it, okay? And God will be glorified. God will be honored, and you will be blessed. I got one more verse I'm reading to you, and we're going to pray. Amen. In 1 John 2:28, there's so much in there. Oh, boy, I could have. This morning I was looking at this. I said, oh, Lord, I can't go into all this. It's too much. But in 1 John 2:28, it says this, and now little children, abide in me. See, we're considered like little children, even though we're big children too. Amen? He's trying to say, make a point here. You know, we're little when it compares to God, amen? And we have to be like little children, right? We have to be submitted to God, right? We have to listen to Daddy. Can I get an amen? How many of you want your kids to listen to you, right? Well, we have to be like that. He says, now, little children, abide in him. Here it is again. He says, why? That when he shall appear, we may have confidence. Somebody say confidence. See, if we abide in him, when he comes, we can have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. So, church, let me ask you today, do you have confidence? You got to have confidence that you're doing what God wants you to do, right? Because when he comes back, you want to be confident. Say, Lord, I'm ready. And not be ashamed because you're in sin, right? Because you're in pornography or you're gambling, right? Or you're drinking. All those things are fleshly things that if we don't watch it, our flesh will take over, right? These are things we have to fight every day, even as Christians, because we get attacked. Amen. The devil, he doesn't go after the people in the bars. He's got those people already. How many hearing me? Those who are struggling with different addictions, he's got them. He's after those who are with God. He wants us. How many know that today? He wants us, but you know what? He can't have us. Amen. Because we're going to abide, right? If we abide, the devil has no chance. But if we do our own thing, we're going to struggle, and it's not going to be the life that we want. So again, today, the master key. Somebody say master key. How many have? I don't have my keys. They're in my office. But the key. Say, Pastor, I need this prayer request answered today. Some of you, I know you got some requests today. Let me ask you. Are you turning the key in the hole? Is it working? You got to have the right key. And what's that key today? Abiding in Christ. If we are, God's going to answer your prayer 100% guaranteed. Can I have an amen? Praise God. Let's stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Ramel, you play some music for us. Hallelujah. God is good today. How many were blessed with that message? Amen. It's for all of us. I don't care how long you've been walking with God, right? We all need to, what, bear fruit and then even bear more fruit. But see, it all depends how connected we are with the Lord. Amen. How much we allow him to be in our life. How much we allow this to be in us. Okay? Because this is what makes it happen today in our life today. Because, see, when we're connected, good things happen. Praise God. So I want to pray. But before I do, I want to ask you today. And you can close your eyes if you want or keep them open. But maybe there's somebody here today who says, Pastor, boy, I need to hear that word. That word was for me. Because I haven't been abiding. I've been doing my own thing. Or maybe I've backslidden and I'm really struggling. But you know what? Today is a new day. I received that message and I want to begin to abide from this time forth like never before. Maybe someone in here, that's you. So I want to ask as we close our eyes and get ready to pray. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand to me because I want to pray for you. Anybody here says, I need to abide. I need to abide in the vine. Amen. Thank you. Maybe there's some of you who are bearing some fruit. But you know what? God said the disciple is to do what? Bear much fruit. And you're maybe not. I'm going to ask you today, if that's you, raise your hand. Because I want to pray for you too. That God will begin to do something different in your life. That you will begin to be more connected with the Lord. Thank you, brother. Praise God. That God will do something special and you will be a servant of God. God wants to use you today, praise God, in the kingdom. But it won't happen unless we, what, are living and dwelling in the Lord today. So I thank you for those who raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for this time. We thank you for the word that was spoken, Lord. The master key in prayer is abiding in you today, Lord, is living in you, Father. Thank you for this message, Lord, about the vine, about Jesus as our vine. And you, God, as our husbandman, as our vine dresser. Lord, I pray for those that raised their hand right now, Lord, that you would anoint them and bless them, Lord, that they would, Lord, abide even greater in the vine, so that, Lord, they will see much fruit come forth in their life, Lord. I pray for all of us, Lord, that, God, we would come up Jacob's ladder, Lord, to the next level in the name of Jesus, that we would submit everything to you today, Lord, that, Lord, our life is in you today, that we would live for you, God, that, Lord, we would dwell in you, and your words, Lord, would dwell in us, you would live in us, abide in us, so that we could be fruitful, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this time. I pray each one has been encouraged to, Lord, go for it, not to go backwards, to go forward, Lord, for we have much work to do here on the northwest side of Chicago. Help us, Lord. Bless us here, Lord. Prosper our church, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, Lord. And we pray for those viewing right now. I pray for all those on YouTube, those on Facebook. Holy Spirit, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. If this message was for you, I want you to call me and let me know that you have, yes, said yes to abiding in the vine, that you said, yes, forgive me of my sins, Lord. I commit my life to you. If that's you, I want you to call me, 773-625-7262, so that I can rejoice with you and encourage you today.